This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey there, welcome to another Joy podcast. We're urging our podcast listeners to support us this Radiothon. Your support as a member helps keep this service out loud and proud and available globally. Have a think about it, then jump on the website joy.org.au and sort out your membership today.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan and Venus.
Peanut butter jelly, it's Joy 94.9 and you're on Drag. Oh, remember I said that.
Wednesday.
We're all going to say it.
Drag, we'll try it again. Drag Wednesday.
All right, let's try that again. One, two, three. We're on
Drag Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right. You know what? How about I switch over to professional? We have Karen from Finance joining us. Karen, darling, how are you?
Hello, darlings. Every day is a bit of a drag, isn't it?
It is for you anyway, doll. How's things?
When you're working 9 to 5 like me, a corporate woman stuck behind a desk, it's all a bit of a drag, I'll tell you.
That's exactly right. Karen, you have just come back from a trip overseas. How are your antics taken by the Americans?
Oh, yes, of course. I took my corporate butt over to RuPaul's Drag Con and did a little tour of Chicago and Las Vegas as well. And they're lovely over there. There's such a good time to be had.
Did they get the accent? You know, one of the things in America, people, like, they're always like, oh, I love your accent. What did you say? Was there a bit of that going on?
Constantly. My partner's name is Stuart, and every time we go to Starbucks, they look at him oddly and say, Jewish? It's like, no, that's a different word.
Now, you, of course, probably don't know that much about drag queens, but you know a little bit about makeup, and Dylan is having makeup put on his face for the very first time.
Howdy, Karen.
I've heard. Hi, Dylan. How's it going? Does it feel like they're applying cement yet?
I am just very nervous. I was in Sydney earlier this week watching a very, very good performer on Saturday night, Trixie Mattel, Tammy Brown, and I think you were there.
Yes, of course.
I just want to make sure that I look as good as you lovely ladies.
Well, I'll tell you what, when it starts feeling like you've applied cement to your face, you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, there's stuff. I'm asking a lot of questions. It's just an interesting experience.
As a woman, Karen, do you have any advice for Dylan putting makeup on for the first time?
Honey, if you're putting makeup on for the first time, that means you've got resting bitch face at all times. So you need to be smiling and ready, because the cameras could be anywhere. You need to just smile your way and pout your way right through the process.
I usually have that all the time anyway, but I'm just perking up and I'm smiling now. Smiling for you, Karen. Smiling for you, Joy.
Lovely.
Karen, what does Joy mean to you?
Joy is, when I think of the queer community, especially the community that I'm involved in Melbourne, and I think of those businesses and organisations that are out there supporting that community, Joy is the first one I think of, because especially the studio itself, there's such a lovely and diverse mix of people working there, and the things that they do for the community and the events that they support they're the true icon of diversity in my queer community, at least, anyway.
So why should you're a big fan of Joy, Karen? Every time you've come in a couple of times across the years, and you always talk about what Joy does for the community. Why should people jump on board this Radiothon and support Joy?
Well, because all the support that they're given as an organisation, they throw straight back into the community. And apart from that, it's just a damn good radio station to listen to. You never hear a depressing song on Joy, will you?
No, because it's Melbourne's most uplifting music mix.
Plug.
That's exactly right.
Do you have it on in the office, Karen, just in the background, listening to a little bit of Scissor Sisters?
Always. That's the great debate, isn't it, in the office? What station we're going to listen to, but I always win. I always win.
What are your tips? That's a pretty hot tip there, Karen. What are your tips for winning that argument that you get the pick of the radio station?
Oh, I've just got the bigger foot, so when I put the foot down, it's quite intense.
That's it. Now, we also have Venus here. You're prone to a little bit of prime time TV, I'm sure, Karen, for finance. And Venus from The Real Housewives is here getting her face
hello.
Did.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Venus. I'm a big fan. What a pleasure it is to talk to you.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're over in Adelaide tonight getting ready for a show. I'm putting some makeup on myself.
I'm putting on makeup too, but not the same as you.
Venus is drag kinging. Venus is turning into a drag king.
Oh, is that right? You're drawing on the mustache. I love it.
Yeah, let's see how I turn. Apparently I've got a chiseled chin.
Karen, I know you're busy, but we just wanted to get some tips off you about makeup and also just what Joy means to you, because we know that you're a big fan of Joy, sir, and we thank you for supporting Joy throughout the years and coming in, and you know that you're always welcome here.
Happy tax time.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, good luck with the new financial year.
Thanks, Karen.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.